You know, we have a demo on the website, the JU website, okay, for the Construction Kit 2000. And I've turned over a lot of these discs, I'll tell you that. Hey, $50, okay, just $50 plus a little shipping and handling for this one piece. And it's 327 great sounds, all right? Now, you can listen to the demo on the website and pick up certain things, but I did want to take just a little bit more time here to maybe give you a little idea of what, you know, else is on here. So I'm just going to stop my machine, run it fast forward. We're going to play maybe a little Russian roulette type of thing here, and I'm going to just play it here, and let's just see what it's like, okay? We'll preview some spots here, but there's always a lot of good stuff. Now, the idea here in Construction Kit 2000 is to give you a disc that has a number of real, just rock-solid pieces of, you know, little production and news intros and zaps and stingers and all sorts of exciting things. Now, you can take these elements and you can, you know, combine them and then do a voiceover on it. So you can make it so, you know, as you have a piece that starts in the front, you say a little something, a piece that goes over the middle, and then it, you know, continues to go on. So you can put like two or three pieces together intertwined in and around the voice, and or with a couple of guys doing a voice, okay? And you can just come up with all sorts of thrilling, exciting things. Now, the thing about Construction Kit 2000, and I've made a lot of these libraries with different jingle companies I've been with, this is done over down in Dallas with a guy named Frank Hames, okay? He's a great, great MIDI guy. And I went through and I basically, you know, raped his entire system, ladies and gentlemen, okay? I got every little, the best sounds that I could get out of this. And that's, you know, what we have here. I mean, it's just monster stuff. I mean, this is like a culmination of all sorts of stuff down to the synthesized down to this one group of 327 sounds. And I guarantee you this, it's like tons better than those other libraries that are out there, the little wimpy little things where you might get one good thing and then they like all sound exactly the same, okay? This is just, I can take you forward here. And we'll go forward in this. And just check this out. Now we're going to run about maybe 7 minutes forward. Watch it be the same exact one, right? No. Now this is like a little laser shots, okay? And there's, you know, a whole sequence of these here. Now let's just give this another one here before I go onward a little bit more. See? And just, I mean, you can hear the power. Okay. Now granted, I've got a pretty good little system of compressors. I'm running this through three compressors, a reverb, and a noise gate, okay? But that's, once you have stuff like this, just make all sorts of cool things. And I mean, to tell you, you know, whether it's going to be for your website or for a little station you have or a little production studio or just for your own little jingle collecting, you can get just the neatest stuff on this. And none of this stuff is on the demo that you hear on the website. I'm just stopping my DAP machine and running this forward. I'm going to let it go. It's 29 minutes into it right now. And you know, and you've got to get to know these. You got to learn them. You got to make your own little notes on the guide sheet as to what you think they sound like and what they are. I mean, I have my own guide sheet that has my own kind of names for each one of these. But, you know, part of the thrill of getting this is being able to go through and find the ones that you like for a particular production. And believe me, these things really can make one mofo of a little production piece. There's no question about that. It's Mystery Theater. All right. And, you know, you maybe get some liners done by a guy like Steve Mitchell. And, you know, then you can take these and lay them in and, you know, really have some fun making up things. That's actually a cannon, okay? A real cannon. Yeah. So let me just grab a couple little more sounds here. I'll run this a little bit more forward. And that's a Moog sound, okay? A lot of these are the old Radio Luxembourg stuff that I went back and I picked out my favorite Luxembourg jingles. They're gone, but the little jingles I made for them are certainly not. And I mean, this is all done by my buddy Roger Luther. You go to the website, you can see a picture of his world's largest Moog synthesizer. It's great because Moogs were made right in Buffalo. And I went to the factory back when they were in a little teeny tiny factory in Williamsville, a suburb of Buffalo. And there's like eight people working there, Roger Luther and Bob Moog. I was able to get in on it from the beginning and was able to take that sound and be the first and only jingle company to ever really work with Moog directly right in person, okay, and not just ship a machine to. They actually have the honor of, you know, working with the people at Moog and then Norlin Industries. And I did, you know, many, many hundreds of jingles that I would do. I would get my singers in and actually sing it first and put a count off on it. Then on a multi-track, the Moog would be laid in after we would do the singing, not before, which is a little, bass-ackwards from the way I would normally do it now. Okay, now we'll just run this just forward, just another hair. And then we're going to go on to something else here. You got power here.